and see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy!
You dummy!
All right. Hello, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's after 3 o'clock on a Friday morning, which means it's time for the Friday features. And we start with You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 is our third vote. Let's go. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Ah, Florida. Shocking. A Florida woman was arrested Wednesday after she called 911 four times asking for a ride to another city. Sarah Alama, 31, called the emergency response line at 2:45 p.m. and said hello before hanging up, police said. Officers went to the location of the call and couldn't find anyone. She made a second call at 3 a.m. and the call was disconnected. When officers arrived, they found her in a hospital parking lot. She told them she had called for and needed a ride. The officer warned her that 911 is for emergency calls only and told her to leave the property unless she needed medical help. Alama walked away and called 911 again to complain about the officer. According to police, the officer didn't give her the service she needed, a taxpayer-sponsored taxi ride. Officers told Amala not to call 911 again unless she had an emergency, but she called a fourth time. She was then taken to the Polk County Jail and charged with one count of misuse of 911.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two. A Toronto woman says she was left shocked and disgusted after she saw a cleaner at a grocery store spitting on a towel and then wiping down grocery baskets with it. Oh. The incident was recorded on July 5th at a Freshco location in Bathurst in Nausa. In the video exclusively obtained by City News, a cleaner is seen using a small white towel to wipe down baskets. At one point, he appears to spit into the towel and continues to wipe down the baskets. Oh, God, that's disgusting. I couldn't believe that. I was in shock. I feel sick, says Marta Casimiro, the customer who recorded the video. She adds that the cleaner continued to wipe down grocery carts with the same towel as well. Oh. Marta tells City News that she began recording because she noticed the baskets were very dirty when she entered the store. She intended to show the manager that the cleaner was not doing a good job of wiping them down when she coincidentally caught him doing in the unacceptable act on video. A manager was unavailable on the day the incident occurred, so Marta says she called back the following morning and was subjected to very bad customer service from the franchise manager. You know what? You know what? Stop shopping there. You know what I'm saying? They say the cleaner is not an employee of Freshco, but rather works for a third-party service provider and confirmed he is no longer working at the store. Jacqueline Weatherby, Vice President of Communications and Corporate Affairs, says the behavior seen in the video is absolutely reprehensible.
You bigger dummy than my dummy! Dummy! Dummy!
number three, dummy number three, dummy number three.
A pregnant Colorado woman has posed for a shocking maternity photo shoot with her large pregnant belly covered in thousands of bees, despite her own claims that she's allergic. Are you kidding me? Bethany Kuerlock Baker shared the photos in the Beekeeping Basics group, oh my God, on Facebook, showing herself standing outside with a bare belly, swarming with bees, and admitting that she was, quote, terrified as I am allergic, but it was worth it. The post was had quickly gone viral, with commentators expressing confusion, shock, and horror over the bizarre decision to put herself and her baby at risk for the sake of an interesting photo. Bethany seems to have found experience with beekeeping and lists herself as the founder and managing director of Bee the Future, a nonprofit. It's BEE. Nonetheless, the photo shoot has proven alarming for other social media users. Bethany, who was born in Texas and lives in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, is already a mother of two children and is currently 37 weeks pregnant with her third. I wasn't stung once, she insisted. The queen is tethered to my belly inside a cage. We just dumped the bees on me and they naturally began to herd. Don't worry, this was approved by my doctor, she claimed, claiming that the picture shows about 10,000 bees.
Hit laws, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right. Let's break. That last story is just insane to me. When I was a kid, I was allergic to bees. I'm not anymore. I grew out of it. But if I got stung, it could have been Macaulay Culkin-like.
Macaulay Culkin-like?
Have you seen My Girl?
Oh, God. Not for years.
Okay. Well, you know how he dies in that movie?
He gets stung by a bee?
He gets stung by bees, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what I thought of.
What is it? Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah!
It's been too long since I watched that crap.
It is both terrible and genius.
Yeah, it's just the thing about it. There are many, many things about that movie, and that was, by the way, from the remake of
The Wicker Man.
Wicker Man, which is legendary for how stupid and crazy it is, and how insane Nicolas Cage's performance is. The thing about that movie, Neil DeBute made it. Which is stunning to me. Stunning.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah!
All right, on that note, let's take a break. We come back. We got a couple more dummies to go through, and then we'll vote on who's the biggest dummy on this Friday morning on 720 WGN. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. The Friday features have begun. A couple more dummies here. Let's get back to you, big dummy. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. Drivers in separate stolen vehicles were arrested following a crash in Newburgh over the weekend. On Sunday morning, officers responded to a report of a suspect that had just stolen a person's Toyota Land Cruiser. The stolen vehicle was located minutes later as it went through town, according to police. The suspect attempted to elude police through downtown Newburgh and then crashed into an occupied Buick Regal near East Franklin and College Street. The driver in the Toyota, identified as Randy Lee Cooper, 27, of Portland, was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, attempting to elude police, third-degree assault, reckless driving, and related crimes. And then, according to police, officers learned that the Buick was reported stolen as well.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five.
German man's bachelor party in the Austrian Alps ended with a snake bite on the tongue and a trip to the hospital. The Austria press agency reported Monday that the local Red Cross said the 38-year-old who dared to touch with his tongue a baby viper on the floor of an Alpine hut in southeastern Austria. The snake bit him and his tongue swelled up. Mountain rescuers and a doctor were called to the scene on Saturday evening, and he was taken to the hospital. The Red Cross said the partygoers may have been confused, but they had confused the young snake with a worm.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
It is time to do some voting. Let's do a recap, all right? You ready there, Tom?
Yeah.
All right. Jeez, you sound thrilled.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about it.
You're thinking.
That was my thinking, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't mean to dismiss you.
It's like, yeah, this segment sucks.
Ah, God.
Why do I produce this show?
I could have been manager at Cheesy's.
Could have been running that place.
Serving drunks grilled cheese at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, baby. That's what I could have been doing at 2 o'clock in the morning instead of this. Whatever this is.
All right. We've got the Florida woman who kept calling 911 because she needed a ride. We've got the cleaner at the Toronto FreshCo who is spit shining shopping baskets. I just find that repulsive. We got the pregnant woman who posed with thousands of bees on her stomach. We got the man in a stolen vehicle who fled the officers and crashed into a woman in another stolen vehicle. They both were arrested. And we got the idiot at the bachelor party in Austria who had a snake-bitten tongue. Those are our choices. Mm-hmm. First person at the 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Tom.
All right. After much deliberation, I'm going to say my runner-up is...
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah!
So she gets a runner-up because that's just bonkers.
Yeah.
I get that even if you're a beekeeper, you know, like you're pregnant and you're allergic.
No. It's idiotic.
It's idiotic.
Yeah.
The guy's in a hut in Austria. Thought it was a worm?
Yeah.
It's a snake?
It's a snake.
Like, what was that? Yagdrawing, go ahead.
Yeah.
Let it bite you on the tongue.
I thought maybe it was, you know, when I first read the teaser, I thought maybe the stripper brought a snake.
No.
To the bachelor party.
That would have been too normal.
You know, like Salma Hayek in the
Dust Till Dawn. Yeah, clearly.
So I thought it was going to be like that. But no, it was a little snake on the floor of a cabin, and the idiot put his tongue on it.
Way to go, Hans.
So you're going with that one?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Phone lines are open. We need a deciding vote, 312-981-7200, because we have to pick between two, because I'm picking the woman who called 911.
Oh, yeah.
Four times. I mean, the cleaner spit shining is disgusting.
Oh.
The pregnant woman is, she's just a complete idiot. I like the fact, I find it really funny that two stolen cars were in that accident, but I got to go with the woman who called 911 four times because she needed
for a ride. My goodness.
Okay, so these are the two. The phone line is open. You got to choose between the woman who kept calling 911 because she needed a ride, which is my choice, and the idiot at the bachelor party who has a snake-bitten tongue. Those are your two choices. Call right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You got to be the deciding vote. Phone lines are wide open, so call us. Again, the choices are the Florida woman who kept calling 911 because she needed a ride, or the idiot in Austria at the bachelor party that ended up with a snake-bitten tongue. All right, so we got our vote. All right, Terry, those are the two choices. What are you voting for?
I got to go with Tom on this one. The snake guy is beyond stupid. The woman who calls four times, certainly in the team photo, but anybody puts their tongue on a snake, pretty dumb.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I like that. She's definitely in the team photo.
Definitely in the team photo. You know, anytime we, you know, when we do this every week, there is at least one every week, at least one where the headline, the first word in the headline is Florida.
Oh, yeah. God bless them. Oh. God bless that state.
Hey, they supply us with a lot of, you know, a lot of material. The state of Florida.
They make my job easy.
Yeah.
My God.
All right, so Snake Tongue. That was my. I was in that band. Yeah, man, Snake Tongue. Opening for Saga
tonight at the Roxy.
That's right. Okay, we can get a few of these things in. Let's do this. Where am I at now? How the hell? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold it here. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. Oh,
out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, our next Friday feature has begun. It is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything that sounds a little dirty out of context, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Tom, let us begin.
Let us begin indeed. Fresh off the presses, this one's from Waukegan J. It's Nick D.
Dick, it's always a pleasure. Is that when I was talking to Dick DiBartolo?
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
Good old Dick DiBartolo.
He's the best.
Funny guy.
Didn't he show up on Out of Context last week?
Yes, he did. He did.
It was his first time, I think.
Yeah, and no more appropriate a character than Dick DiBartolo.
Oh, he's just one of my heroes, man. I got to tell you, he's the best. Okay.
All right, Mary Vandevelt.
Oh, I miss Mary. Did I ever tell you that I miss her?
Does several times.
Okay. I miss Mary. We used to see each other as we crossed paths in the morning.
Well, she would give us the Dancing with the Stars report.
That's right. She'd come in around 4:30, and then that was when we were around till 5, so I got to see her for about a half an hour. Absolutely. And we chatted. So anyway, lovely. I miss her. Okay.
This one's from Ken in Hillside.
It's just too hard. It's hard. If I had a partner at home like you did, you know, hey, maybe you can practice with me.
Oh, man.
Talking about, of all things, ballroom dancing.
Oh, really?
She does ballroom dancing.
Of course she does.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Big time. Big time.
Have competitively,
you,
right?
No, yeah. Have you not seen video of Mary Vandevelde dancing?
I honestly never crossed my mind.
Fantastic.
Well, I feel like an idiot now. I'm the dummy of the week for having seen Mary Vandevelde cut up a rug.
I've seen video of it. She posted it on the internets or something. But I've seen she's great.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe it.
Great. All right.
All right. A little Bob Surratt here.
Yeah.
This is coming to us from listener Tom.
According to my wife, I don't grind at night. But then, you know what I realized? I realized that I was doing it during the day.
Marianne said what? she said what?
Grinding.
Teeth?
Talking about teeth grinding.
Yeah.
Teeth grinding.
I think I did that when I was a kid. I'd have to ask my parents.
I had a mouth guard and everything.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Looked like I was constantly ready to hop in the ring. Take down the heavyweight champion of the world.
Clubber Lang.
Hey. All right.
Hey, sucker.
Let's get one quick one here.
One more before we break.
Little Pete McMurray. This one's coming to us from Dirty Dave.
They loved his meat so much.
What was he talking about?
Talking about a friend of his who was on Shark Tank. Trying to sell do a business of mail order meat, but he didn't go well. No, he went on with no business plan.
He had no business plan to present at Shark Tank.
I know, but I think
what the hell are you doing on Shark Tank if you don't have a business plan?
I think Cuban ended up buying into it.
He did
later on because the meat was so good.
Oh, I see. So the product was really good, even though he didn't have a business plan. Well, Mark Cuban buy into anything.
Exactly. He bought the Dallas Mavericks. Come on. What kind of business decision is that? Get a hold of yourself.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday right here on WGN. When I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context. What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right. It is back to the Friday features, Straight Out of Context. And Tom, shall we continue with the nuttiness?
We shall.
All right.
Right here is a Dean triple play.
Oh, please.
A triple play for Dean. All of them from Johnsbury AJ. He was on a roll.
Okay.
This past week. So let's take a listen in here. This one's Dean.
I have never been so wet in my entire life.
Talking about the fireworks. Do you ever remember when he hosted those fireworks?
Oh yeah.
And he got absolutely drenched.
Yeah.
It was poor Dean. Luckily the fireworks were over before.
Yeah.
That actually happened. But very good. All right. More Dean.
Today, I'm doing a segment called Between the Buns.
Come on, man. Is it like a burger segment or something?
Burgers, sandwiches,
oh, I
things
see.
You could put on buns.
And of course, he says Between the Buns.
Naturally.
Of course he does.
Do you, like, have a big wad?
Oh, come on, man. Is he talking about tobacco?
No, he's talking about tobacco.
Wad of tobacco.
No, he's talking about when you make burgers with, like, cheese in them.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes they wad up.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's get a little bit more Pete McMurray here. This one's from Gene.
So if you have a question about how long you should keep your meat out.
So what was the fourth of July? Of course,
that was really throwing.
Yeah,
a lot.
No, okay, I got it now. I can't believe I'm just like, huh? Why is all this meat talk?
Yes.
It was the 4th of July? Of course.
Speaking of meat talk, here's Matt Bubala cut by Brian W.
Wiener wolfing.
What is that? What's he talking about?
Talking about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Oh,
wiener wolfing.
Course. All right.
All right.
Joey Chestnut broke another record, man.
He did, but and Mickey as well.
And Mickey
Sudo.
Yeah, Mickey Sudo broke another one
well
too.
Done.
Nice job. Okay.
All right. Little Dave Schwann here. Always always a pleasure. This one's from Brian J.
I got busy here in the newsroom.
Hey.
Doesn't he know there's cameras in the newsroom?
That's exactly why I did it.
All right.
Going to security and say, can I get some tape of that? But they were actually talking about Svengoolie.
They were?
Yeah, they were talking about Svengoolie. I guess Andy Mazur, sat in for Dean.
Okay.
And they were talking about Svengoolie and Plan 9 from Outer Space. And
You know what he's showing this week?
Is he doing a Dracula, the Brides of Dracula?
Brides of Dracula.
Yeah.
With my man.
Peter Cushing.
My main man. That's the one that freaks me out the most because he gets bit in Bride of Frankenstein and he's got to take that Brides of Dracula.
Uh-huh.
He's got to take that hot poker and stick it on his neck to cauterize the wound. Woo!
Just in case y'all ever get bit.
I don't like to see Peter Cushing hurt. It bothers me.
Well, he gets blown to smithereens in the Star Wars.
He does. You know what's amazing to me is that everybody thinks Darth Vader's the real villain in that movie. It's Cushing.
Yeah.
It's Cushing.
God, what's his...
Grand
Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah. It's the only name of any character in that series that I know is because Peter Cushing's in it.
Yeah.
I also love the fact, and I will give Lucas this. I love the fact that, you know, Peter Cushing is in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he did the prequels, he put Christopher Lee in them.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
It was a fun nod.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Has Rick Kogan ever been on before?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure.
Yes. I love Rick.
Yeah. Little Rick Kogan here, caught by Will.
Did you visit Beaver Island in your research?
Beaver Island.
What was
it? He's just talking to an author about, you know.
Where's Beaver Island?
I think you know where it is.
Yeah, all right.
Beaver Island.
Oh, God, that's funny. Okay.
A little bit more Bob Surratt here.
Yeah.
This one's coming to us from Brian J.
I have it in my hand, and that puts me to sleep.
This segment, man, every week I feel like I'm 9 years old.
It's unreal.
What was he talking about?
Talking about falling asleep with the TV on, so his remote.
Oh, his remote's in his hand. Okay.
And then he falls asleep.
Okay.
I'm the same way, Bob. I fall asleep with the TV on.
All right.
The next two, this is actually a Surratt triple play here.
Jeez.
A little hat trick for Surratt.
Boy, he's all over the place.
I know.
All right.
This one's from Mark D. Bob Surratt. Oh, boy.
Well, we'll get it on in a minute.
What was he talking about there?
Just getting a microphone on.
Yeah, okay.
And then finally, Bob Surratt.
Again?
Yeah, this one coming
Man,
to us from...
Man, he dominated this week. Surratt dominated
big,
this week.
Big week for Surratt. Wow. Bob, if you're awake, good job.
Well, he's got to be awake. He's going to be on the air Bob, if you're listening. Minutes. Yeah.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, no, there is a big difference.
All right, Bob Surratt, this one's from Kevin.
Despite what your mother told you, keep your mouth open.
Get advice from your mom. What was he talking about?
I think that was also about the grinding of the teeth.
Oh, I see.
From the grinding of
the teeth. Okay. All right. I thought maybe he was talking about eating, despite what your mom says.
All right, that's Straight Out of Context.
All right, Straight Out of Context. We'll do it again next week. Just keep listening, and here's this thing.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. All right. It's Nick D Show Spies. Hey, Tom, you've seen the movie Spies Like Us, right?
Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Fletch.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Fletch is Chevy Chase's masterpiece.
Moon River.
He's so good in that movie. The second one sucked, but I thought the first one was hilarious.
Can I borrow your towel? My car got hit by a water buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Directed by the late, great, if I'm not mistaken, Michael Ritchie directed that movie. Okay. This is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should because it's a great station. Whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity or the show, we want to know about it. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
All right, just one spy this week. This one's coming to us from Mary. Thank you, Mary. This is from the Mark Carman filling in. He's filling in here on the station, and you get a little mention here. Let's listen.
How much does a bison weigh? Let me get a reading on that one. Pete, you can help me. Thank you so much.
They're like 200 pounds.
Yeah, right.
So they run fast.
Right,
The ranger said he just made it into the museum, or the bison would have caught him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're wild animals. Hello.
Right, right. So, okay, so you're voting for she's the dumber one, or do you go with the guy who's jumping in with the fish?
She's the dumber one.
Okay.
They're both dumb, but she's...
Okay.
Nick and Julia would love this. She's the dumber one.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Doing a similar segment to what we do every week.
And I believe using two stories that we used on Dummy at least.
Yeah.
Or at least we didn't use the guy who jumped into the Bass Pro Shop thing. We just talked about
him. We did.
We talked about him. Idiot. Good Lord.
Go swimming. And did he take his clothes off?
I think he took his shirt off.
He took his shirt off.
But he was still in, like, he was in, like, basketball shorts or something like that. So he just, whew, straight in.
Yeah. But we did talk about that idiot.
Yeah, and then the bison, the lady who got gored by a bison.
Got gored by a bison. You don't have to mess with bison.
No.
You don't mess with bison. This isn't bison messing time.
Is there ever a bison messing time?
I don't think so.
That's what they were doing back in the day.
You ever eat bison?
I think so.
It's good.
I want to say I've had like a bison burger.
Yeah, it's good. Nice and lean. Lean, I tell you. Okay. Let's do this. I got some weather for you. We'll take a break here for the weather, and then we come back, and it's going to get funky. DJ Luscious Hushus is going to show up, and we'll play all the requests. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. There it is. Fly Jams Friday. We like to kick off your weekend with a funky note. And we got some fly jams, and that's has Luscious Hushus arrived?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
There he is.
Yep.
All right. Got a lot of requests there, Luscious Hushus?
Ton of requests.
Okay, here we go. Let's get fly and funky.
Let's get fly and funky. Mike from Louisville wants a little KC and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
You know, when KC and the Sunshine Band first hit the scene, when people finally saw them and they were white and he was white, people were like, what? And very white. Like, KC is as white a human as you can get. You know what KC does a lot now? Not right now at this moment. He does a ton of cruises.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the perfect
music. That's his thing. That's his thing now. I mean, now, because they're not happening. But,
no.
But he does a ton of cruises, mostly like the 70s-themed cruises. He's always like the spokesman and the headliner.
So, I love it.
It's a great song. KC and the Sunshine Band is great.
They're always fun.
They have a lot of great songs, and they were massive in the 70s. Massive. All right, what's going on next?
What's going on next is The Flaming Ember, Westbound Number 9. This is from Mark L. in Aurora.
Great song.
Incredible song.
Yeah. Great song. I think we've only played it one other time in the history of Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I'd never actually heard that song before.
Oh, really?
That's fresh for me.
Oh, it's a
great
song.
Fly Jams first for me.
It's a great song.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's fly.
Let's keep flying on. Coming up next, this is coming to us from Mike. It's the Isley Brothers, Fight the Power, Part 1.
Hey!
Another great song. Another great song. Lots of great songs popping up this week on the Fly Jams.
Very good stuff.
All right.
All right, let's transition to a little Gloria Gaynor. Everybody loves Gloria Gaynor. This is Casanova Brown, coming to us from 1975. In fact, this is the Disco Perfection version. I'm sure you remember those. Everybody loves the Disco Perfection version. Sure. Longer, stronger, and more fun.
So 70s.
It's spectacular.
So 70s.
You can hear the shag carpet.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
I got to say, if I were to pick my house to be styled anyway, it'd be 70s.
70s?
Yeah. With a lot of wood paneling.
We had like a burnt orange couch in the 70s.
I want that. That's what I want for myself.
Yeah. We you know... There are pictures of
I believe it.
Of what our curtains were like and the and all that stuff in the 70s.
A burnt orange couch.
It was a burnt orange couch, yes. And we'd play Pong while sitting on it.
That should be. I feel like your living room should have been in the Smithsonian.
Oh,
and be a nice little diorama.
Yeah,
the American 70s household.
I mean, it's just nuts. It was nuts. We had a really big apartment. I grew up in a really big apartment. So there was like a front room.
Ooh.
And then the dining room.
The front room.
Yeah.
F-R-U-N-C-H.
That was the fancy. That was the fancy room. That's where you put the gate up and you had the furniture in there that nobody could sit on.
Yeah. I always thought that was funny. You have your front room and no one could sit on the furniture.
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely
true. It's just there to look at.
Exactly. Unless you have like fancy company.
Well, yeah, if you have fancy company, then you get to sit
you
on...
You get to go in and sit at the front room.
Well, and the front room furniture is never actually comfortable. It's very rigid.
Yeah, because nobody ever sits
on it. You can't break it in.
Yeah.
You can't break in that front room furniture.
Oh, yeah. I remember the gate. We had a little wooden gate that would stretch from both sides so that you couldn't get into the front room. That eventually changed, though. Like,
sure.
You know, I mean, eventually, like, by the late 70s, you could go into the front room. But it was, like, the early, mid-70s, like 1977, 78, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
Speaking of your front room.
Yeah.
Here's a little cut from a man who furnished that front room.
Oh.
It's Nick DiGilio's dad wants to hear Jerry Butler. Hey, Western Union man. Send a telegram.
Baby, this is what I want you to say. I want you to tell her that I'm all alone. I tried to call her on the phone. Tell her I'm in misery and think she's avoiding me. And if the telegram don't do, send a box of candy too and maybe some flowers. Tell her that I missed her for hours and hours. Send a telegram, send a telegram. Hurry up and send a telegram.
It's a great song. My dad's got good taste in music, I gotta say. Of course, he hasn't listened to anything new in 30 years, but, you know, my dad doesn't like things that are new. He doesn't watch any TV, anything that's new. He won't watch it. Leave It to Beaver, he'll watch it all day. Gilligan's Island, any of that old stuff. So, all right.
All right, let's cap it off here.
All
one
right.
quick one from yeah. Gary. Very appropriate. Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Oh, boy.
Oh, summer day. That's when I have most of my fun back. High, high, high.
classic.
All right. Hey, by the way, we're off until Sunday night into Monday morning. Our good friend Rod Pyle will be here to talk all things space. He's a space expert and a very cool guy. So that's coming up. And the WGN Early Morning News is up after this.